Good morning.
Hey, I've noticed the three of you over the last year at the gym, you know, ever since the COVID-19 began and people were wearing masks and keeping their distance. I have the sense that some of you find it disturbing that I don't wear a mask. No, I don't. For two reasons. One, I have the knowing in my heart that it is an evil ruse. And two, I know that wearing a mask will not prevent me or others from getting sick. It's a lie. But it's far worse. You know, there are some people in the world that will never understand what's going on. There are others that may have the light go on, so to speak, as they hear true information on why this is a diabolical operation of very evil people that seek to depopulate the world, starting with the elderly, disabled, mentally disabled, and certain ethnic people. Well, meantime, I don't wear a mask because I understand that it's a danger to breathe one's own bacteria that could lead to pneumonia or even get thrush, which is fungal, in your mouth. It's bad for the teeth and gums too. Really, it's not good to have a lack of oxygen or take in carbon dioxide from wearing a mask. But now they're saying you should wear two or four or maybe more.
Oh my.
Ladies, I say these things because I care for you. Please ponder these things. Scrutinize everything that's being told to you. What you're seeing on TV. Ask God for the truth, most importantly. He allows people to be duped by the magicians being paid for their various roles in this global government operation. You hadn't thought of that? Well, how can you explain the entire world working in unison right down to the local cities and grocery stores?
Goodness.
The goal is to frighten people with their story of death, so you will line up to take an endless chain of vaccinations that have various substances, including recombinant DNA, which will alter your genes by modified particles. Included are tissues from aborted children and green monkey. The idea is also to track the ones that are taking these shots. Is that what you want?
Hush.
You know, for those that believe these lying stories, this is their doom.
Unbelievable.
Do you realize that hospitals and some of those that are working in them falsely attribute COVID-19 as the cause of death, though some people had died of pneumonia or diabetes, heart attack, suicide, motorcycle accidents, or even falling off a ladder? Chalk it up as COVID-19. Cha-ching!
Oh.
Why do they need to be liberal with the numbers, as Madam Burke said in April 2020? Why do the powers that be in the health and death industry suggest how to write up a death certificate that violates the normal standards?
Oh my.
There's big business, big compensation to those who play along, from $13,000 to $39,000 being paid out for putting the dying ones on a ventilator. This is important, ladies, since you yourselves are their target.
Goodness.
The highest numbers of death ascribed to COVID are elderly. In the UK, 60% of the deaths attributed to COVID were disabled. Orders have been instituted, do not resuscitate on those with mental disabilities. Did you know that? It sounds like the doctrine of eugenics to me. Like Bill Gates said, quote, if we do vaccinations right, we may reduce the world's population 10 to 15%. Interestingly, his father was a major leader of Planned Parenthood, play on words, which was founded by just such a eugenicist, racist, that sought to diminish blacks. Now they have expanded their targets as we see underway now.
Oh my.
Look, what I'm telling you is all public information. If you know how to find it, you will find it. If God leads you, you will know the truth. The bottom line is that God is judging the world and allowing certain ones to live in fear, tribulation, and anguish. Why? Because they hated him. They ignored his offer of love and forgiveness. They chose to accept partial truths, half-truths, and even downright lies. So there they go, off into oblivion, trusting the very ones being paid to kill at the hospital.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So ladies, that's why I do do not wear a mask. I'm not under the delusion and torment that is intended to create. I have peace, love, and life because of Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave himself for me. And I hope the same for you.